RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Last game before the break. It happens for Buffalo tonight in Ottawa. And in keeping with the holiday spirit, we encourage you to not miss out on this. The Sabres Give 716 Holiday Raffle, your chance at a guaranteed $71,600 jackpot, plus second chance prizes. It's all presented by Northtown Automotive. And all proceeds are going to benefit local not-for-profits in Western New York. You can get your tickets now through December 27th. At sabres.com/5050. He is the gift that has given and given and given to the hockey world over decades. Bruce Garriott from the Ottawa Sun. Hello, my friend. How are you? It's great to see you.
I've rattled a few chains over the times.
We all did, and that's why you're still one of our favorite, one of the best in the business. I'm kind of sad you didn't put the bow tie on for us, though. That's like a staple of your look.
Sorry, I just got in from the morning skate. It's been a day.
Oh, well, that's okay. Duffer and I did not make our way to the morning skate because we had to prep for this show. So let me ask you this. Obviously, Sabres have won 6, Ottawa's won 4. And one that player that has been returning for the Ottawa Senators and maybe has had some good and bad moment has been Brady Tkachuk. What has Tkachuk been doing over the last few games here to maybe put this team in a better place?
See, I think Marty, the original timeline on that injury was 6 to 8 weeks, and he came back right at the 6-week mark. And I think he struggled with that. And I think that early on, he couldn't be the physical force that he usually is. And I think now, guys, that he's back to being that physical force, I think that has really helped him. You know, one of the things that Brady Tkachuk needs to be when he's at his best is engaged. And I think he's been very engaged in the last 3 or 4 games. And he's been a key factor for this team. And I think it's really interesting because, I mean, guys, this is the biggest game between Ottawa and Buffalo since the 2007 Stanley Cup Eastern Final, Game 5. It really is. If you look at it, both teams have gone through their shares of ups and downs since then. I know Buffalo did make the playoffs in 2011, but, you know, you've got two of the hottest teams in the National Hockey League here tonight.
Bruce, when you put it that way, and you're clearly, you know, looking at most recent results for Buffalo and Ottawa to magnify this moment here tonight, when you look at them in the context of the Atlantic Division, like, how close are either of these teams to being the best in the division? And or do you fully believe in anybody in this division right now? Because, like, Detroit's at the top, but I think if you canvass people, nobody's going to say they're going to run away with the division. How do you view all of it?
Well, it's kind of funny, guys, because I was looking at it thinking, is Detroit, I said this to Paul McClain the other day. I said, is Detroit really that good? And he said, they've got a good coach. And I guess, you know, that he has certainly made a difference for them. I look at the I wonder if the Montreal Canadiens and the Ottawa Senators and Tampa Bay Lightning are as good as they look in the standings right now. Mm-hmm. One thing I found interesting is, you know, are the Leafs really this bad? Well, I don't think they're this bad either.
I agree.
So it to me, there's a lot of teams there that are kind of middling, but it'll be interesting to see if before the Olympic break, if the arms race takes place and teams in the East start to bulk up kind of the way the teams in the West where the Central did. I just wonder if some of these teams will now think, well, maybe we need to make some deals here to make something happen.
And the Florida Panthers, which were not looking so great about a month ago, they keep climbing up right now. So they're sitting at 40 points. They're probably the one team I would say, well, they'll get in. They'll be one of the constant. But everybody else, I think, is a difference. Okay, so we're getting, obviously, Josh Norris back in Ottawa against his former team, Dylan Cousins. But I want to start with Linus Olmark. He is second last, according to Money Puck, in goals save above expectation. I don't think he's been as bad as the numbers would show it, but what are you seeing out of Linus Olmark that has made him have these numbers that are only Jordan Binnington is worse in that category?
I think, Marty, and you're the goalie expert, I think he's been as bad as the numbers show. I think he's come on this month. It's not so that he's bad. It's that he gives up bad goals at bad times. They came back from a 2-1 deficit against someone last week and won the game, but they won in spite of him. I think one of the things that we've started to see in this stretch where he's won four straight games is he's starting to get back to the groove that everybody expected. And early in the year, he was not good. And I think he made the mistake coming out of training camp saying that he wasn't happy with his first day. There was a game in Chicago on the back end of a back-to-back where he said that the team didn't play very mature in front of him. It wasn't the team not playing very mature in front of him. He couldn't stop a beach ball. So, you know, and I think that game may have been a little bit of a wake-up call for him. And his game has come around. Look, Linus Olmark I've said it before, I'll say it again, this team will go as far as Linus Olmark takes them. And they are finally getting the Linus Olmark that Steve Staios gave. Look, you're not supposed to equate money to performance, but $8.25 million, he's being paid to be a top goaltender. The other thing is he's also playing a hell of a lot more than he did here last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never, Marty, he's never played more than 50 games in his career.
Yeah.
And I think tonight is 26.
Yeah.
Out of it was 38 or 35. Yeah.
It was always going to be the most intriguing number when Olmark became a Senator was how many games is he going to play? And is it going to be 60 a year? And is he going to build upon his Vezina win in Boston? And obviously the jury is still out, but I'm a believer in Olmark. So I think the Senators are in good shape with him.
And they should be.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously Buffalo's, you know, been really blessed with excellent goaltending during their 6-game winning streak. But Bruce, I think our audience would probably really love to know from your position as someone who's, I don't know, you might be 4 decades into covering the NHL now, but you've known Jarmo Kekäläinen since the 90s. Like, what do you think and what would you say Buffalo has now in this new general manager?
Number one, they've got, and I think this is most important for a general manager, is they've got a tremendous eye for talent. When you know, Jarmo Kekäläinen left Ottawa, I think in 2006 or two, whatever year they hired John Muckler, that was his last year in Ottawa. But they did a tremendous job under him as director of scouting. I mean, he has a incredible eye for talent. He's a very smart hockey person. And to me, I think you've got someone who's You know what you need? You need stability. And that's one of the things that Ottawa kind of lacked under the last group, right? There was no stability here. I think you're going to see the mood around the Buffalo Sabres completely change. And I think we've seen it on the ice with a guy like Jarmo Kekalainen, because number one, he's a true professional. Number two, he has general manager experience. He's been in some good organizations. He's been with Ottawa, St. Louis, Columbus. He knows talent, and he's going to be.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
How do I put this? He'll know when it's time for the Sabres to go for it. And I think the biggest thing I can say is he's going to be reliable.
Yeah, reliable is something that you want, especially in that position as the, you know, the head of the hockey department, the general manager. We've been impressed with Jarmo, not just obviously with his track record, but, you know, even talking to the media this morning, his approach, yeah. His tone, the words that he uses, like he's been very impressive. Another one that's been impressive, and he's leading our poll right now. We asked Sabres fans at Sabres Live on X, who has been the hottest Sabre in that winning streak? And Josh Norris is leading the way. And it's going to be Josh Norris against Dylan Cousins. We know the trade that happened last year. Cousins is playing pretty well as also 11 goals this year. But what are the Ottawa Senators? What should we see from Dylan Cousins? And what did you remember the impact that Josh Norris had when healthy with the Sens?
Well, I can start with Cousins. I think one of the things he's done is he's had tremendous he's worked tremendously with Drake Batherson. I think there's been cohesion there since the start. Yeah. I think that one of the things that needs to happen with Dylan Cousins, though, for this team to continue to have success is he needs to start scoring more at 5-on-5. Mm-hmm. I think he's only got two or three 5-on-5 goals since this season. So that's something that we have to see more of. Josh Norris, guys, has always been a good player. He has always, he's always been a top-end National Hockey League player, but he couldn't stay healthy. You know, mm-hmm. He had three shoulder surgeries. But if they can keep him healthy, he's going to be exactly what they want him to be. And I look at Josh Norris. He's going to be a difference maker most nights. I'm glad that he's come back and played the way he has, because he's a very good, impactful player. And I know when they made that trade with the San Jose Sharks to get him in the Carlson deal, one of the things that Trent Mann instructed Pierre Dorion and the scouting staff to do was make sure that they got Josh Norris part of that deal.
Well, you started by talking about, you know, teams maybe wanting to load up in the Atlantic and make trades now to try to, you know, establish and pull away from certain teams in the division. What does Ottawa need, in your opinion, if they were to try to bulk up right now?
I think they'd like another forward. a forward who can make an impact. I think they've kicked tires with all the teams that are trying to sell right now, including the Vancouver Canucks. I think they've been in on Kiefer Sherwood, Brian. I also think that sometimes you have to connect the dots, and Steve Staios was in Pittsburgh last weekend. I said this on my hit the other night, but he also, when Pittsburgh was in town, you rarely see Steve Staios in the press box. His box is just down from us, but he went in and had a long chat with Kyle Dubas and Jason Spezza. They're probably looking at guys like Rickard Rakell and Brian Rust, who have a couple of years left on their contract. Ottawa's in a window right now, guys. Drake Batherson and Brady Tkachuk are up in 2 years. And, now's the time to go for it. And those two guys have 2 years left on their contract. I think they're probably looking at them. They also need some depth on defense. They have had a tough time keeping their defensemen healthy this year, and I really think they could use another blue liner.
So we are staying at the hotel in Canada tonight, today, yesterday. I miss downtown Ottawa. Yeah. I wanted to go downtown. Duffer did go, ventured out downtown. Are they going to build a new building at the LeBreton Flats and all of it? Boo-boo, you've been on that file for a while. I love the building here. I love the arena and everything, but I miss downtown Ottawa. What's happening there?
Well, what year is it? Oh, it's going to 2026. How long are you going to work, Marty?
Oh, okay. So
you got another 7 years in you?
Yeah, I got 70 years in me, whatever you need.
So I'm thinking opening night downtown will be 2032.
Okay, so we're talking six.
Yeah, I mean,
so that's
look, I do look, I should. It's going to happen, but there are a lot of hoops to jump through. And not the least of which is, they've got lobbyists working to help to get funding for the arena. It's going to be a while before there's shovels in the ground. This is a $1.2 billion project. That's what the new arena in Calgary is costing. And I think they'll probably put pen to paper on the actual sale of the land in the next two or three months here. They have to deal with the indigenous groups to figure out how they can properly acknowledge the land. Mm-hmm. And I know that has been something that Michael Andlauer has said they've got to get everybody into the same room to try and figure out. And then there's just working with all the levels of government. This is the interesting part about Ottawa. You've got the federal, provincial, and the municipality. And
absolutely,
they've got to meet with all three of those levels to figure out how this is all going to be paid for.
Bruce, great insight today. Happy holidays. Thank you so much. And we'll look forward to this again soon.
See you tonight.
Great to talk to you guys. Take care, eh? Both die next time, I promise.
Bruce Carriock from the Ottawa Sun. And if you're looking for a great way to offer upscale entertaining to clients or colleagues, we're introducing the new First Class Pass for groups of 10 or more, featuring Sabre game tickets, plus private club access in the 1970 Club, all-inclusive gourmet dining, and parking passes. Visit sabres.com/pass to learn more today. We'll wrap Sabres Live on a game day.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.